breaking down the SEO equation. That's what we're talking about today. Welcome, I'm Tessa, Director of Business Development at Ashford Digital. We help business owners break out of their ruts by demystifying marketing and business management topics, one topic at a time. Today, our guest is Jessica Lorenzen, SEO consultant and engineer at Wormwood SEO. They specialize in digital marketing specifically for SEO, which is search engine optimization. Their goal is to increase your ranking so more people find you, obviously. And Jessica is really a powerhouse of information, so we're going to narrow our topic down today, which is really hard for me to do because SEO, there's so much people want to learn about SEO and demystify. So today we decided to break down the SEO equation. Welcome, Jessica.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. I'm so glad you're here to join us and demystify SEO equation for us because it's confusing. But before we get started, just a little bit about Jessica's background. She is an ambitious marketing expert, always on the prowl for the next challenge with a wide range of experiences under her belt, from leading an agency's largest account to managing and optimizing a $14 million media campaign. She loves using creativity to solve business problems. She's been working for, I got a wrong slide in there. before we dive into the tactics, I just want to mention that Jessica is offering a free SEO assessment. So I say that now because you'll definitely want to go sign up for that if you haven't done so already. And we'll explain why in this episode. So with that, Jessica, what is the SEO equation?
Yeah, you know, SEO can be really confusing. There's a lot of variables that go into it and a lot of really unknowns because Google doesn't release all their secrets. So the best way that I like to break it down into a kind of a simple two-part equation, the first being on-page SEO and the second part being off-page SEO. And by completing both of those parts of the equation, that's where you really start to see your rankings increase.
Got it.
Yeah, and so, you know, talking a little bit more, diving into what on-page SEO is, on-page SEO really constitutes the content on your site. So are you properly describing to your potential clients or customers what it is you sell, what your services are, where your service areas are? You want to have all that content so that you can build relevancy with Google. You know, if you really break down the on-page SEO, it is about building relevancy.
And can I ask, because I know a lot of people may not know this term, but what is relevancy as far as the search engine is concerned?
Yeah, it's a good question. It just boils down to Google understanding. Let's say you are a dog grooming service. It boils down to Google understanding that you are a dog grooming service and that you have keywords on your site that people are using to search for businesses like yours.
Got it. And how much your content really is targeted at that, right? So if my website's about dog grooming services, but I have a whole bunch of information about an animal shelter on there, it may not tie in.
Exactly. And so you want to develop content around the keywords that are relevant to you, your business, and then what customers are searching for too. So it may be, you could end up, if you're, again, a dog grooming service. Let's say that you're looking for a dog groomer that specializes in small breeds. You would want a page on your site that's dedicated to small breed grooming. And to fill out that content, paint yourself as the expert. You know, not just one quick paragraph, but truly get into the deep detail. Not only does that help with your SEO, but honestly, clients like that too, potential clients. The more you can share with them, the more comfortable they're going to feel with you because you're being seen as the expert. If you have a large dog grooming, that might be also an idea for a page. You know, people are specifically looking for groomers that are experts in, you know, large dogs. So, you know, it can truly vary, but yes, painting yourself as the expert and getting those keywords and that content onto your site helps not only customers understand who you are and what you do, but also helps Google too.
Got it. So if I, let's say I have a one-page website right now, and so all my content is on one page, and it's a jumbled mess of all the different things that I provide that don't all relate to grooming, dog grooming. In that specific case, I do want to split it off into pages. And is it true? And I guess I am imagining it this way in my head, but if I have a page and most of the content is about that topic, it's like a pie, and you know, I've got half of my pie is a good match. But if my website is a one page and very little of the information is a match for that keyword, then it's only going to see like a tiny sliver of it as relevant, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And you know, content is really king with Google too. So the more content you can have on your site, the more they're going to see you as trustworthy. Because you're providing this unique, relevant content to potential clients or customers or people just looking for information too. So it's definitely the more content, the better, and the better, the more, what's the word I'm looking for? Okay, I'm staying still.
That's okay. That's okay. We can always come back into it. So I do have a question though on the content. Is a blog page, a blog post the same as a regular page to the search engine? Like, can we do a topic on a blog about small dog grooming?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's another good question too. I like to see websites that are built, at least from an SEO standpoint, with really your high level services as your main website pages. That could be 10, it could be 20. It depends on the industry and the client. But then I like to supplement some of that content too on the page or on the site with blog posts. So that's where you can really dive into very niche topics. But because you're diving into those niche topics that are relevant to your business, you're going to naturally be using keywords again that are applicable to searchers. And the more pages you have on your site that have those keywords, the stronger of a relationship you're going to have with Google.
So it is about planning, knowing your keyword sets that are applicable to what you're trying to accomplish for that specific page. And that's part of this on page, I guess part one of the equation is on page. So we are doing research on our keyword sets. We're writing content that's relevant and helpful. And from my own perspective, you know, we want it to be attractive. So sometimes it's about having like at the top section, of course, you have specific places that you want the content too. So, and we're going to dive into that in another video with Jesse, because we do want to get that pinned down too. But then maybe more content can go down further on the page and be new sections. So it's not just have a running paragraph of all of this, because we do have to think about our audience too and their readability of the site. So having separate pages for content, so we're not all cramming everything into one page. Does that kind of sum up the on page?
Yeah, and I think you made a good point too, that you want to make sure it's legible and easy to read for your viewers. We don't want to build pages just for Google. In fact, over the years, Google has changed their algorithms to rank websites higher and companies higher who are thinking more about their potential clients or their client base versus just the Google bot. So that is very important. You know, you want to make sure the content's there, but it's with content that's relevant to the reader and in a fashion that makes it easy to digest.
Absolutely. Awesome. So then the next part of the equation is off page, and that's OFF, off page, like you're on the site and then things that happen away from your website. Is that right?
Yeah. So I think a good way to break this down is on page builds your relevancy. It allows Google to know who you are, what services you provide or products you provide and in what areas. But let's say you have, you know, company A and company B who do the exact same thing, and they both have great websites that talk about their services and their service areas. Google still needs to figure out, who do I rank one above the other? Who's going to be more trustworthy? And this is where the off-page optimization comes in, what we call kind of domain authority. So the more domain authority we can grow for you as a business, the more likely you're going to be pushed above your customers. So doing that to build your domain authority, what we do is we build profiles, business profiles that link back to your website on sites that are already Google trusted. So, but you being on a Google trusted site, that means that Google's cluing into the fact that you are also a respectful site, that you are somebody who's reputable. So for example, one of these sites might be Yelp or Manta or Yellow Pages, but having your profile up on those types of directories with a link going back to your site is where you really start to build the domain.
Got it. So inbound, other people are linking to you and saying that you're a source for something. And it's often directories like local listings, essentially, or citations, another word, and I don't want to get too technical on it, but I've heard them called both things. So we have things pointing to us that say we're relevant. If our website's brand new and nobody's pointing to us, then the search engine gives us a low domain authority, is how you basically how it works.
Exactly.
Okay. So
you may be a new site, a new company, have all the content built out as it should be. But over time, you have to grow that authority really before you're going to see yourself on page one or in the map search results. It's actually a good point to kind of clarify is that, you know, a lot of this is going to be historical data with Google too. So it takes time to grow. It's not just like flipping a switch and you're just going to be there. It's definitely historical. Google wants to know that you're legit. They want to know that you are providing services that clients need and want and that customers have a good experience with you.
Right, which means that reviews and your social media platforms, I mean, all of that helps to determine your domain authority. It's a complex, well, you mentioned the equation part. It's like all these pieces have to come together, which is super confusing when you're coming from an outside perspective. Jessica has like a great understanding of it and can really break it down and explain what things aren't working or what pieces are working and what you need to work on. We use Wormwood as our SEO company, so I've experienced it firsthand when there's things that, you know, she'll guide you and get you pointed in the right direction. But she does that, and I think it's really cool. You actually have an assessment that you do for companies, and then you give them advice as far as what they need to improve on their site, right?
Yeah, you know, people come to us wondering, you know, what is SEO? How can it help me? What's my current status? And so we like to dive in and give you a quick overview of how things are looking on your site. Do you have the content that you need? Does, you know, more need to be built out? And, you know, is the structure of the site set up well too, the user interaction? And then also looking at your domain authority, where are you compared to your competition? How are you ranking compared to your competition?
Definitely. And a lot of people don't know this little tidbit, working in web design and marketing. A lot of people, they'll have a new website designed, but before you launch it, please, please, please do me a favor and talk to Jessica, because when you're moving your site over, the SEO stuff doesn't necessarily come with it and depends on your web designer and how they do things. So, I strongly recommend having someone go through your site and look at where all of your, you know, what links are being used now, because you can break it and then you can have no SEO. You know, you're basically starting back at the beginning. So for sure, if you are in the process of redesigning before your website goes down from the internet, get an SEO assessment done, because you can be thinking with the end in mind for sure on what content you're putting in that site, what page structure. That's something that usually web designers will walk through with you in partnerships with the SEO companies. Like we use Jessica to get our website SEO plan, you know, in place for clients. And it makes a big difference. It just saves you a ton of time. And it is something that takes a long time. So, you know, months of building and building and building your SEO can be can be extinguished if you aren't careful. So, but definitely, is there anything else that you wanted to, I know we didn't dive in too much, and I really want to just know for everyone to know that we are going to go into much more detail on these topics because there's a lot of questions on it. If people have questions, of course, they can put them down in the comment section of the blog. But is there anything else you can think of that you want to add to the topic for now?
I think, like you said, SEO can be super nuanced. And the other thing is it's ever-changing. So it's one of those things where you constantly have to stay on top of it because you never know what your competitors are going to do. You don't know what part of the algorithm Google's going to change or add on. And so we're constantly keeping up with those trends that Google's rolling out and looking at your competitors and making sure you're staying on top of that. So, you know, when you think of SEO, it is definitely it's an ongoing program because you don't want to gain all these rankings and just have them be lost after you gain them.
Right.
You're really going to see those conversions.
And I think that's the other, I guess, what I love about having an SEO company is that I don't have to be the expert in everything SEO. Like I can be, you guide us on what types of things I need to know about, but I can rest assured that like I don't have to be searching the news for when those big changes happen. I mean, it's affecting all your clients and you know what the I guess, ramifications are of changes. And I personally think that's the best way to go because we as business owners can't be experts in everything. So SEO is one of those areas where it's easier to just say, help me. And then what we do as web designers with the SEO team, when you get these assessments, we can make those changes. You don't have to figure out how to do them all in the back end. But they do actually make changes. Wormwood SEO will make changes as needed for different topics. And they have such a great package. So definitely after the SEO assessment, take a look at their services because they're awesome. You can get on their website at wormwoodseo.com, and that stands for search engine optimization.com. And if you have any questions, again, put notes down in the comments area, and definitely sign up for the assessment. It's on the bottom of our page, and you'll just get asked a couple questions so that she can make a very valuable assessment for you. And then what she gives you is real advice, not just like, here's my packages. So she's going to explain what to do with this, if it's with her company or not. I think that's what's so cool is that I learned a lot in working with Jessica after my assessment that I didn't have to. I mean, I really could have taken it on if I wanted to, but I didn't want to at all because she's very good. And next time, we'll be demystifying more marketing and business management topics. So definitely subscribe to our podcast, join the Facebook page. And if you found this episode helpful, please share the aloha, spread it on social media so other people can find out about it. Thank you again, Jessica, for being our guest. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Definitely. We'll have more from Jessica soon. Thank you all so much for joining us, and I can't wait to see what you create.
Bye, all.
Perfect. I think that went really good. What do you think?
Yeah, I felt good with it.
Okay, good. Yeah, I think it's great. But I'm
I could go on with these topics forever.